43 minutes after 7 o'clock, it's a Wednesday, 23rd day, July, from your Dr. Bateman Ear, Nose, and Throat studio. James Timberlake, Bob Graham is along here. Good morning, everyone. Good morning, James.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Good morning.
Welcome to the show today.
Thanks.
100% humidity outside.
Yeah, you can feel it. It's like you're walking through a swimming pool.
Right.
It's great.
So, how does humidity affect our bodies? So first of all,
everything's moisturized.
Right. So relative humidity compares the actual water vapor with the amount of water in the air that can absorb at a certain temperature. So the warmer the air, the more water it can hold. So like a 90 degree air can soak up almost twice as much moisture as 70 degrees, which we're at 63 right now. But in one day, check this out. 5-acre forest. Like right now, 100% humidity, Bighorn Mountains, 5 acres of trees up there, just five acres, 20,000 gallons of water, enough to fill the average swimming pool. That's how much a 5-acre forest can release in one day. So that's just 5 acres of our Bighorn National Forest. So just look at it this way. When you look at the bighorns this morning, imagine 5 acres, 20,000 gallons of water is what they're releasing right now. Interesting.
It's a lot of water.
That's a lot of water. That's enough to fill a swimming pool.
Yeah.
Okay. Other causes of humidity include oceans, plants, clothes, our breath. But in this case, we've got a lot of moisture in the air. On the job, accidents increase as the humidity increases.
Really?
Okay.
I didn't know that. I guess it makes sense. Slippery, maybe?
Possibly. I don't know. But be careful today.
Yeah.
We get migraine headaches, as you well know.
Yeah. Hopefully that's not the
case. Hopefully that's not the case today.
Yeah.
Not today.
We need not to.
You got a game to call tonight.
I'd prefer that does not happen.
All right. So we'll just say that. Ulcer attacks, blood clots, and skin rashes more prevalent during high humidity. Hospitals are inundated with cases of dizziness, stomach aches, chest pains, cramps, blurred vision, blurred or double vision. Our appearances take a beating too. Oily skin breaks out. Curly hair gets frizzy. Straight hair wilts.
Yeah.
A little bit of water retention. Humidity can be blamed for making us look a little more on the waistline and legs. So there you go. Humidity today, 100%.
Well, is there anything good about it? Or
I think plants thrive,
yeah,
right?
I guess
right?
so.
Yeah, the plants thrive. So 5 acres of our Bighorn National Forest are producing enough water, 20,000 gallons of water in a day.
Yeah, that's a lot
of
water.
That's how much they release. That'll fill an average swimming pool. Kind of cool to know. So that's
actually, when you put it like that, when you put it the average swimming pool, that's actually less than I would think. 24,000 gallons is just an average swimming pool?
Yeah.
Hmm.
So there you go. That's what the humidity is today. It is humid outside.
It is humid.
1715, the first lighthouse in America was authorized for construction. Little Brewster Island, Massachusetts. Been there?
Cool.
Yeah, it is cool. 1827, the first swimming school in the U.S. opened in Boston. The swimming school, you know, first pupils were John Quincy Adams and James Audubon.
Really?
Yes. All right.
Wow.
1829, William Austin.
Couple presidents. One president.
William Austin Burt of Mount Vernon, Missouri, receives a patent for his typographer, the forerunner of the typewriter.
Hmm.
Nice job.
The typographer?
The typographer.
Isn't topography the study of our making of maps?
Topography. Topo maps.
Yeah. Topographical maps.
Yeah. Typographer.
Yeah.
Typewriter. 1885, Ulysses Grant, 18th U.S. president, dies, age 63.
Hmm.
I know, right?
I mean, that's old for back then.
Back then, yes. 1885, you're 63. Man, you're ancient.
Yeah. Major general during a civil war.
Right.
So.
1904, by some accounts, the first ice cream cone is made. Charles Mench's. During the Louisiana Purchase Exposition in St. Louis, Missouri.
During it?
Yes.
So he was in the midst of making the
purchase. The first ice cream cone.
Hey, by the way, I got this idea. It's an ice cream cone.
I know.
I'm also going to purchase a lot of this land for pennies on the dollar.
During the Louisiana Purchase. Vancouver, British Columbia had a World's Fair. I went to it several years ago.
Mm-hmm.
That was way cool then. Showed a lot of new things coming. You know, hair. It's kind of like the, you know, the Vegas show where the new electronics,
right.
You know, and all that. GDC. Basically, that's what all that is combined into one thing through everything. You know, here's the latest furniture. Here's the latest plants.
It's a big inventors conference.
It's basically, yeah. Here's the latest food. Try this out. Here's the latest fun things coming up. Yeah. 1903, Detroit, Michigan, the Ford Motor Company sold its first automobile, which featured a twin-cylinder internal combustion engine designed and manufactured by Henry Ford.
Very nice.
1982, Diet Coke is introduced.
Ah, the old DC.
The old DC. Today is hot enough for you today? How about humid enough for you today?
Luckily for us, we haven't. It hasn't been
75.
Unbearable.
75 today. Low 90s though for the weekend.
Yeah,
Friday through Sunday.
I can live with the low 90s.
Yeah, I live with it.
Last year when we were hitting, it was this time of year we were hitting 103 or whatever.
Oh yeah.
And I was like, This is not my favorite part of this.
Hey, well, it's vanilla ice cream day. My favorite.
That makes sense.
If I would have known that earlier, I would have brought some in. We could have had some. Right. Today is also yada 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 day. maybe that's what people think we do on the morning shows sometimes. Yada yada yada.
I mean, I would argue that is what we do on the morning show.
Peanut butter.
We do just be yapping.
Yeah, we're just yapping. Peanut butter and chocolate day.
Okay.
No, not together.
What?
No.
You're not like a Reese's.
Nope.
Reese's fan?
Nope.
Wow.
I don't like them mixed together. Sorry.
I'll slam them.
I know you will.
Good.
Hey, just in time for Halloween, Hershey's is increasing candy prices.
Yeah.
Cocoa costs. Yeah. Which have remained elevated due to supply issues. Hershey has notified retail stores. Somebody told me the other day they saw Halloween stuff out.
It's starting to peek its head out. For sure. We're only 3 months away. Almost 2 months.
Right. So you might as well do it now.
Or almost 3 months. Excuse me.
I saw this article. It unfortunate, though, but it's interesting. Deadly plane crash near West Yellowstone, Montana, was located thanks to the data from a smartwatch worn by one of the occupants. Wow. Single-engine Piper aircraft departed just before midnight, July 17th. Reported missing the following afternoon. Search crews used the watch's last GPS signal to narrow down the search. And they found the wreckage on July 18th in dense timber south of town that they probably would have had a very difficult time finding. Unfortunately, all three of the people on board were deceased, but officials said that crash would not have, they would have had a difficult time finding that if it hadn't been for the wearable tech.
It must have been like a small propeller plane or something?
Yeah, smaller plane. Yeah, single-engine Piper.
Oh, okay. So, yeah.
Then a study out of Germany estimates that lightning destroys 320 million trees annually.
Wow, that's a ton.
That's a
320 million?
That's a lot of trees, man. Yeah.
Oof. Wow, I didn't realize
that. That's a lot going on there. Okay, driving down the road, freak incident happened in China.
Wait
man.
A minute. Hold on, Bob.
Yeah.
Have you ever been? Well, we know your lightning story.
Yeah.
When it comes to that.
Right, right.
But have you ever been around one where it hits like a tree like that?
Yes.
That's terrifying.
From a distance. From a distance, yes, it is terrifying. Quite bright, too.
Yeah. When I was in Houston, my dad lives in Houston, I was visiting him, and there was a big thunderstorm that was happening, and we were just in like a, if you've ever been to Houston, it's a swamp with a city in the middle of it. So they have a bunch of, pine trees, essentially, that reach super high up into the sky. And my dad lived in an area that was kind of surrounded by them. And I remember I was sitting in his house, and we had there was a lightning bolt that struck and hit the tree, and it carved out, and this was like right across the street, carved out the bark. Like right down the tree, and you could see the inside of the tree, and it was like smoldering. It was the loudest thing I've ever heard in my entire life, but I remember that very vividly.
It is. It's extremely loud.
Yeah.
and scares you to death.
Oh, yeah. I a big jump.
Yeah. Well, with you, you jump when I walk into a room.
Yeah. I wonder if that's only did you have any clothes on
after your jump on that one?
That's only hurt that issue, I think.
Yeah, I've seen it hit some cottonwood trees growing up over the years in Montana, and yeah, it's pretty brutal.
Pretty crazy.
It is. Very crazy. Freak incident happened. China man drove along a freeway. Logging truck.
That is scary.
It is scary. Logging truck coming up the other way. Guess what falls off the truck while it's driving down the freeway?
The logs.
A giant circular saw blade.
Whoa.
Fell from the truck and hurtled towards a man's truck. This is a 5-foot-wide circular blade smashed into the driver's vehicle, stopping a few inches from the driver.
That is that's some Final Destination stuff. Yikes.
Not today, my friend. Not today. Wow. Those, you've seen those big blades, right? Have you ever seen those big 5-foot blades? Oh, yeah. And one falls off the truck and it's hurling at you. And you're going, oh, this isn't going to be good. Okay. An invasive, I think you call him Joro spider.
How do you spell it?
J-O-R-O. Joro spider. It's native to East Asia.
Hmm.
Hitched a ride to the U.S. around 2010. Of course, in shipping containers. A lot of that happens, believe it or not. Since then, the spread steadily through the Southeast, and now states like Maryland, Pennsylvania, signs indicating a march toward the Northeast. Isn't that amazing? Scientists warn its ability to balloon on silk and hitch rides on vehicles means it's likely to reach much of the East Coast within a few years. It's large.
Yeah.
It's venom. A modest bite is not really, kind of like a bee sting. Really no threat to your pet or you. But they're tracking them.
There's these look like relatively similar. Banana spiders is one that you would get in Florida a lot, because I used to live in Florida. And banana spiders, they've got that almost similarly colored abdomen, but banana spiders are a little bit closer, like orange, and these are like straight up just yellow. Banana spiders are also a little furry, and Joro spiders are not. It doesn't look like.
Okay.
But they look the same.
All right, thanks for the update.
Yeah,
man.
Banana spiders. Those are bananas. I mean, there was a reason they're called banana spiders. They're
right.
Big.
Yeah, they are.
But they're cool. They're chill. You know, they're usually always just hanging around. They don't ever like attack or anything like that. They're just hanging.
Okay. There you go. You got your update.
Hey, there's your spider report.
There you go.
If we see a spider James report, Timberlake. Hey, if we see any spiders up here in Sheridan, Wyoming, then the humidity has reached 100% for multiple weeks in a row.
Yes.
That's how we know that they're up here.
Yeah. Okay, James, this or that, pick one. Vacation in the U.S. or out of the country?
Ooh. For me personally, I've been to a lot of places. I mean, not everywhere, obviously, but I've been to a lot of places in the U.S. I'd probably go somewhere out of country.
Okay. Good one. You want to be in a dance contest or a singing contest?
Singing, not dancing.
Singing?
I'm not a dancer. No.
Are you a good singer?
No, but, you know, I'd say I'm
you
a
prefer,
little better at that.
You're better at that? Even off key, better than dancing?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
You can also chalk up, it's less embarrassing to be bad at singing, in my opinion, than it is dancing.
That's a good point.
In my opinion. I guess
good
it's different
point.
For everybody.
Okay.
But everybody, like everybody goes karaoke, and everybody that isn't good at karaoke can kind of get away with it.
Okay. Board game or computer game?
Computer game. You know what you're talking
come
about.
Come on. I know. Do a board game. Okay.
I like board games.
All right. Only watch movies on your phone or only read books?
Read books. Anybody
on your computer?
No. Oh, no. Read books on your computer. You can't watch movies on your phone.
Okay.
You can't.
Okay.
There's just not.
All right. Here's one.
I'm an anti-watch phone or watch movie on phone person.
Okay. Go on vacation where you only travel by train or travel by bus?
Train.
I'm with
you. Easy. You can do that.
I saw a thing the other day. It was an advertisement. I don't remember who it was for. You can ride the train from the East Coast to the West Coast. It was like a couple hundred bucks.
In the U.S.?
Yes.
That's like a whole week trip.
I know. I'm thinking, how cool.
A long time.
That'd be fun. Take some friends, hang in the train. Jeez. Okay. Do you want to forget everything before you were 25 or after you were 25? Forget everything. Before
does this
you were
mean
25?
Like, so if I was before 25, you learn a lot of your basic human,
right?
Like emotional skills,
how you grew
stuff
up,
like that before,
blah
yeah.
blah blah. You know all the so good stuff before.
Do I just? Become,
I'd say after 25.
I would say after 25 as well.
Because you
it's
know,
probably
some,
easier to learn all.
Well,
this stuff
it depends
after
on it depends on your memories, right?
Yeah.
If you have fond childhood memories, which I do,
I would
know.
Argue
that's
I,
a tough. That's a tough question.
Here's what I'll say. I would argue. I wouldn't be the same person I am today if I forgot everything I learned before 25. I would be the same person after I forgot everything after 25.
Okay, James.
Because you learned everything that becomes you before 25. Like when you're a child, teenager, you know, if you're forgetting all that stuff, that's a lot of core memories you got to remember.
Thank you, Dr. Timberlake.
Professional psychologist.
Hey, look at the bighorns. 5 acres, 20,000 gallons are getting released. 100% humidity. Have an awesome day. Be careful out there. 8 o'clock. Fox News. You're listening to KROE Sheridan.